Shining Care invites you to walk for elder abuse prevention this Saturday evening at the Sundown Bridge. Your entry fee allows you to walk anytime between 6 and 8:30 p.m. on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. You'll get a free purple t-shirt to wear at the event and a free treasure hunt ticket for a chance to win the treasure chest full of cash and prizes. Join in the walk for elder abuse prevention with proceeds funding free Shining Care services and programs in our community. For more info and to register, visit shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. This is a great weekend to go fishing in many of our states across America, even if you don't have a license to do so. The reason? This weekend is a free fishing weekend. No license required in a number of states to include Wisconsin, Indiana, Colorado, Delaware, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, New Mexico, North Dakota, as well as Georgia, New Jersey, and Arizona, where it's just a free fishing Saturday. My favorite free fishing weekend, though, that would be this weekend in Oregon, where you can not only fish, but also dig a limit of clams and harvest a whole bunch of tasty Dungeness or Red Rock crabs. And again, no license is required. Now, I know many of you listening do have a fishing license, but this is actually a great opportunity to introduce someone new to the sport or take someone out again who hasn't fished in a while and let their license lapse, and maybe they're on the fence about renewing it. Getting a friend or family member excited about fishing through a great fishing trip, that is a wonderful gift. Something else worth noting is that in many states during the free fishing weekends, you can also fish for free as an out-of-state resident. You want to check first, because it's not all the states that allow you to do this, but if you've been itching to fish in a neighboring state and don't want to pay a hefty non-resident license fee, this free fishing weekend is for you too. Can you say road trip? This week on America Outdoors Radio, we've got a slate of great guests for you, to include Nick Colbeck. He's the communications director for MEPS, the company that makes those great spinners in Wisconsin that generations of anglers, including myself, have used to catch trout, steelhead, and salmon. MEPS also makes some lures that work pretty darn good for pike and muskie too, and Nick will tell you more about those and how to fish them for success right now. Now, if you've spent any time fishing or rafting rivers, you may well have made use of a shuttle service where you launch your boat, give your keys to a driver, and he takes your vehicle to your takeout point. As you might imagine, sometimes things go wrong with these shuttles, and Tim Romano, the editor-in-chief of Angling Trade magazine, wrote a great piece about this for Trout Unlimited. Tim will be sharing the highlights of that article and more with you just after the bottom of the hour, so that your next shuttle experience will be a stress-free one. And then, of course, there's competitive elk calling. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's World Elk Calling Championship takes place July 22nd and 23rd this year at Park City, Utah. And yes, if you think you're a pretty good caller, you can participate too. Mark Holyoke with RMEF will join us towards the end of the show to tell you more about this fun event and who the reigning champions are you'll have to beat. In other news, we've been promoting that Range Day giveaway from Henry Repeating Arms, and we drew a winner for that Range Day giveaway package on Memorial Day. Congratulations are in order to Victoria Fonko from Nixa, Missouri. She tunes in to our show on KSGF, FM 104.1 out of Springfield, Missouri, and she won a great range package that includes ear protection, gun oil wipes, an ammo box, targets, and of course, a great-looking ball cap, all adorned with logos from Henry Repeating Arms. And if you want to check out some of the firearms and accessories available from Henry, just go to their website. You'll find it at henryusa.com. While you're there, be sure to ask for your free catalog and decals that they'll send to you. That website again, henryusa.com. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Gary Lewis on the line. Now, Gary is a very well-known TV personality and author who lives in Bend, Oregon. He's got a brand new book out, Bob Nosler, Born Ballistic, The Life and Adventures of Bob Nosler. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, John. Good to hear your voice.
Gary, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the Nosler story? It doesn't begin with Bob. It actually begins with his father, John, doesn't it?
Yeah, so John was an owner of a trucking company and was born in 1913, and being an enthusiast of guns and hunting and mechanical things, he built a better bullet. And that was back in the 1940s. He created a bullet that came to be known as the Nosler Partition. And the very year that bullet was sketched on a napkin and concepted was the year that Bob was born. And Bob kind of always felt like a twin brother to the Nosler Partition. And he eventually came to really make a mark on shooting and hunting industry in his own way. Specifically, really in the 1980s, when he helped engineer the buyback of 51% of the company from Leupold and Stevens.
I'll be darned. I had no idea that Leupold and Stevens was a majority owner of Nosler. Let's talk about that partition bullet. What made it so special at the time?
It was really two bullets in one. At that point in time, guns and ammunition were being developed, guns that would shoot bullets faster. And so you'd have bullets that would penetrate and bullets that would expand, and neither of them in the new cartridges were really appropriate for taking game like elk, moose, and bear, because they would either blow right on through or they would pancake on an animal's shoulder, specifically, you know, like moose. So it was hard to take game in a way that we would call ethical today. And by making the bullets more superior to what had come before, riflemen became better hunters and more accurate shooters. And I think it can all be traced to the premium bullet industry and John Nosler's invention of the Nosler Partition. But we wouldn't have got where we are today without Bob Nosler's vision. And that's the story that I tried to show in the new book, Bob Nosler, Born Ballistic.
Now, this book is essentially a memoir that was told to you and written by you by Bob Nosler. So you learned a lot about the man as you were doing this. Now, he's clearly a driven businessman, but what else are we going to learn about him in this book?
Well, you know, I learned some stuff about me. I've known him for 24 to 25 years now, but it was only in the last year where I really got to understand what makes the man tick. And, you know, family businesses have always fascinated me, and especially the ones that span generations. But in this book, working on it, was like a dedication to my grandfathers, because they lived that same time span. And I, you know, nobody's going to write a story about my grandfathers, but I can do this book well, you know, and I can pass on my grandfather's stories to the next generation and keep their memory alive. But what I realized is I got to go back to the boy. you know.
Right.
And so to me, it was football, rock and roll, track and field, and hot rodding. And when I grasped that in the young Bob, then it kind of all came together for me. You know, I picture in him, he goes and he buys a Fender Jazzmaster guitar, and he sits down there. He throws away the saxophone that his mama, you know, his mother wanted him to play. And he sits there and he picks out three chords, you know, and he learns four chords. Now he can play several different rock and roll songs, and he starts a band. And, you know, eventually he's on the same path that Ted Nugent was on at the same time.
Oh, wow.
They're playing hard rock in the mid-60s and flunking out of college. And they both go different directions in their lives. But in the end, they're both people that we can look up to, you know, as examples for different aspects of how we can live our own lives or not.
Oh, this sounds like a great story and a great book. I wish we could talk more about it, but we are out of time. But folks, if you want to buy Bob Nosler, Born Ballistic, you can do so by going to GaryLewisOutdoors.com. That's GaryLewisOutdoors.com. And if you ask, you'll get an autographed copy. You can also buy it from Nosler at Nosler.com. That's N-O-S-L-E-R.com. And, of course, you can get it at Amazon and bookstores and sporting goods stores, too. That's Bob Nosler, Born Ballistic by Gary Lewis. Gary, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
We'll see you out there.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at AlaskasBestLodge.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Our outdoor heritage depends on sportsmen and women like you speaking up for the natural resources that sustain our way of life. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we are checking in with Nick Kolbeck. He's the communications director for MEPS. You know MEPS. They are the ones that make those spinners that have been catching trout and other species for years now. As a matter of fact, Nick, question for you. How long has MEPS been around now?
Well, John, actually, so André Mjolnart invented the first French spinner for MEPS back in 1938, quickly realized that this was going to be an effective fishing lure, and from there on, he continued sales, which brings in the United States side of things, which is Todd Sheldon. Todd is actually the guy who discovered MEPS spinners in America, and that was in the year 1951 that Todd discovered the MEPS and brought them over to Anago, Wisconsin. One of the things that it kind of started as with Todd is he started a downtown sports shop in Anago, and he was selling his lures pretty good, and he finally discovered the MEPS spinner, and from there, you know, it was something that it looks okay, but it's nothing great until he took it out on the water. All of a sudden, the performance, everything of the lure really took off, and it's something that immediately jumped to the front of Todd's tackle box. So that's kind of where it is. We started in 1951 here in the United States. That's when Todd actually took over ownership of the MEPS name from André. He purchased MEPS France, and here we have MEPS USA.
Wow, great story there. And I've got to tell you, folks, I am a huge fan of MEPS spinners. They're the ones I started on, trout fishing the Poudre River in Colorado as a kid, and they're the ones I still use today to catch trout and bass and salmon and steelhead and more. And speaking of which, MEPS lures, very much known as a trout spinner, I think. But you also make lures for pike and muskie. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about those?
Yeah, we actually have a great selection of muskie and pike lures for really any type of fisherman, whether you're a beginner or a pro. The great thing about our lures is, you know, you cast them out and you do a retrieve. There's not any special types of reel-ins or anything that you have to do specialty for a retrieval method. You just cast it out and retrieve it in, and, you know, you wait till for the fish to bite. And we do offer a handful of muskie-sized lures. The beginning one is the MEPS Muskie Killer, which actually, ironically, John, we're celebrating 60 years this year with.
Wow.
So from 1961 to 2021, that's 60 years of muskie catching. You can only imagine how many muskies have come at the hands of the Muskie Killer since then. So that's always been a great one. The Muskie Killer is fantastic for the early season type of fisherman, especially because it's a little smaller size profile, and in that early spring type of fishing, the muskies really go crazy for it. And when I say muskies, you know the pikes are included with that too. Both of them are aggressive ambush type predators, so these type of inline spinners work great for them. Some other lures that we carry in the muskie pike line would be the Magnum Muskie Killer, which is actually 143% bigger than our standard muskie killer, so you have a larger option size from the muskie killer, that being the Magnum Muskie Killer. And then we also have the Muskie Marabou, which is marabou dressing, and then we also have the Muskie Flashaboo, which is a flashaboo type of dressing.
Interesting. So, question here, especially along the northern tier where you live, when we're talking about June, the waters are starting to warm up, what kind of lures do you recommend for pike and muskie right now?
You know, as I mentioned, the MEPS muskie killer is a fantastic choice for early season. The reason being, like I said, smaller profile and whatnot. We've also had a lot of anglers who've had a lot of luck downsizing actually to a normal number four, number five MEPS Aglia, MEPS Black Fury, and they've actually had a lot of early season muskie and pike success with that just because of, like I said, the downsized profile seems to get a little bit more hits earlier in the year. So those are ones that work great. Also included in the muskie killer lineup, we have the Black Fury muskie killer bait series, and then we also have the standard muskie killer. So if you think about it, there's a lot of different colors, a lot of different styles that you can choose from just in that muskie killer lineup alone.
Now, are you a pike and muskie angler yourself? And if so, where do you like to fish for them?
I like to consider myself a pike and muskie angler. You know, it's the type of thing where there's a reason why they call the muskie the fish of 10,000 casts.
Oh, yes.
It's a fish of patience, and it's not something that you're going to go out and expect to catch 10 fish in a day and call it a day. I mean, if you catch a muskie of any size in one day, most people are pretty excited, pretty happy. Pike are the same way. They're a little bit aggressive. You know, some people can get those bites and whatnot. For me, in this area, I really like fishing, you know, the Wisconsin River, which is spreads out throughout Wisconsin. That's a stained body of water. I have a lot of luck on stained water myself, which is using colors a lot of black and oranges, browns, stuff like that.
And those big spinners, that also displaces water and creates vibration, and that's also a huge fish attractant too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. One big thing that we use on our spinners, our silver is silver plated, and our gold color is actually a brass plating. These colors actually, when the sun is out, the reflection on our blades compared to most blades is second to none. The reason I say that actually is because a lot of other companies like to use nickel plating on their silver blades,
right,
which it does give off a flash, but it doesn't give off nearly as much of a flash, especially when we're talking about underwater flash. You know, I talked about the flash with these blades, but it also, different blades create different types of vibrations. So you are actually getting a nice big sight flash out of there to bring the fish in, but you're also getting a pretty hard thumping vibration as well. As that blade rotates around the shaft of the spinner, it creates a nice little buzzing noise that honestly drives fish crazy.
Excellent. All right, last question for you. A lot of lure companies actually put out information to help their clients or their consumers become better anglers, and you do that as well. You have a tactics page at MEPS.com. Why don't you tell our listeners what they're going to find there?
Yeah, so if you do head to the tactics tab on our MEPS.com website, you will find a handful of articles. We have articles ranging from any type of fish. You mentioned earlier in this interview, we're a big trout fishing lure. To be honest, we're a big fish catching lure is what I like to call it, where panfish, you know, bass, muskie, pike, trout, you name it. I mean, we've seen pictures of catfish, carp catches, anything else in between there, we've probably seen a photo for it too. So the nice thing is that our tactics page does hold a lot of key tactics into catching a number of different species of fish. But you'll also see articles on, you know, why MEPS spinners catch fish, why are they so productive, how rain adjusts your fishing day and everything like that. So you'll see a number of great, great articles that you'll be able to get a lot of useful information for out of that tactics page. And one other thing, we do also have a YouTube page under the name of MEPS Spinners. So if anyone wants to check that out, we do have new videos coming up shortly, and hopefully you guys will check them out.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. You can become a better angler in a hurry by going to MEPS.com or going to the MEPS Spinner YouTube page. And if you are looking for some lures from MEPS, they are easy to find. You'll find them in just about any sporting goods store or even department stores with sporting goods sections all over the country. MEPS has been around a long time, and there's a reason for that. Their lures work. Nick, always a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
Stick around. We've got more fishing and hunting coming your way, and we're going to end this segment the same way we came in, with a nice little song about muskie fishing by Frank Prenevost. The album, I Miss Lake Bemidji.
Oh, honey, I love you, and that's not a lie. Muskie guides all tell the truth. This must be the reason why I miss fishing more than I miss you. This must be the reason why I miss fishing more than I miss you.
Thank you.
The Dalton, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturt into the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at AlaskasBestLodge.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio, and we've got Tim Romano on the line. He's a managing editor for Angling Trade Magazine. He also writes content for Trout Unlimited, and I just read a great article in the latest digital version of Trout Unlimited Magazine about shuttles. You know, this is something that everyone who's a stream angler or a rafter knows a few things about. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, John.
So, Tim, there's all sorts of great tips you have in this article. Let's start off with what can go wrong when you go ahead and book a shuttle, where you're basically launching the raft or launching the drift boat from point A. You hand the keys to somebody who's going to take your car to the takeout site. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Ooh, I mean, I think the worst thing is not having your car there when you show up. That's about as bad as it gets.
Yes.
And that's happened a handful of times. But I have a friend who, it was like a 150-mile shuttle, and they dropped his transmission along the way. So that's the worst I've heard. There's plenty of other problems that can arise, but yeah, I think just not having your car there is about as bad as it gets.
I would agree with that. Let's run through some of the tips you have about having a successful shuttle experience. And the first one is something I do for my barber, but I've never thought of doing it for a shuttle driver: tipping in advance. Why do you do this?
I just personally think if you're handing your car over to someone you've never met and who knows what they're like, why not keep them happy and offer a small tip up front? I have huge disagreements about this with friends, but I personally pre-tip a little bit just to make sure everything gets done right.
I like that. I like that a lot. You also, I understand, occasionally leave a little treat for your shuttle driver in the car too, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I leave a pack of gum or candy or, you know, prepackaged bag of snacks and just put a little note like, hey, shuttle driver, this is for you. I do know of other people who leave illicit things. Alcohol, I would not recommend that.
No.
Not only, you know, it's just you might get them in trouble. But, yeah, I find that not unlike a tip, it's just a little gesture that really helps.
Well, I'll tell you what, I already want to be your personal shuttle driver. Let's talk about a few other things. And this next one that's a tip is really a good one. Be clear and letting the shuttle driver know if your vehicle is a standard or automatic. A lot of folks don't even know how to drive a stick shift anymore, do they?
That's correct. Yeah, and most people don't have cars that have a stick, but I do, stupidly. And I just find it's getting harder and harder. And I almost forget sometimes. You know, I mention it occasionally, and sometimes people do not have shuttle drivers that can drive a stick. So don't just assume that someone knows how to drive a stick on the other side.
That's a very good thing to bring out. Something else that you bring out in this article is having an extra set of keys and having them on you and not relying on the shuttle driver to necessarily put them somewhere for you at the takeout point. Sounds like you've been burned on this before.
I have. a couple times. You know, I don't think it's done on purpose, but when you're driving 25 cars for the day, things get confused. You leave keys in pockets. Maybe you forget where to put them. Maybe your garbled message on the answering machine didn't quite come through. So, yeah, I would always say have a spare set of keys on your person. That's like a don't leave home without it.
Another one that sounds like a hard lesson learned is triple checking to see if you've left any lights on in the cab or anywhere else in the vehicle.
Yes. And honestly, this just almost happened to me last weekend. We were floating with a bunch of kids, and we had put them in the cab to keep them cool with the air conditioning while we were rigging. And I get back in and, you know, like the dome lights on and the reading lights up front, they've been messing with everything. And I would not have noticed except that it had happened to me last summer. And I'm not sure who did it, but I'm pretty sure my three-year-old did it. Turned on a light, got to the takeout, and we were kind of screwed.
You know, I have had this happen to me before, not necessarily on shuttles, but on hunting trips or fishing trips. And you actually recommend something from Uncharted Supply Company. It's called Athena. Tell me and tell our listeners about this compact portable energy system.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them now. That's just one that I've been using, but there's a ton of options. And it doesn't. They're basically just a small lithium battery that you can literally jump start your vehicle. And they're little. I mean, it fits in the palm of your hand.
Oh, wow.
So you basically don't have to rely on someone to jump you, which I think we've all been used to our whole lives. You can now literally charge this thing, leave it in your car, get a couple cables, hook it up to your battery, boom, you're good to go without having to bother anyone.
I've never heard of this before. Call me a Luddite, if you will, but this sounds great. How much do these cost?
You know, I would have to look. They're not that expensive. They're $100, $150. And, you know, I hadn't heard of them until very recently either. But, yeah, they're readily available. And, you know, you not only charging your battery, but you can, you know, plug in flashlights or phones or whatever to them. So they're kind of multi-use and really handy to have in your car.
One other tip that you have is making sure you've got a full tank of gas before dropping off your car for the shuttle driver. Is this another hard learned lesson?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever run out of gas, and, you know, I might be putting my foot in my mouth here. This might just be giving the shuttle drivers more gas for joyriding, but I would just rather have the option, not knowing what time you're getting off the river, not knowing what kind of repair or something they're going to have to do if they have to go around a roadblock. I think just try to have your car full. That way there's no surprises at the end your float.
Your last recommendation, I thought this one was interesting. I think a lot of us are just used to, you know, having whatever shuttle is available from our guide or the fly shop that we go to on the river. That's the one we use. But there's some people that's all they do is shuttles. Mm-hmm. And like you said, not all are created equal. How do you find out if you're booking with a good one or not?
I mean, the only thing I can think of that seems to work for me is just word of mouth. And you just call, you know, hey, have you ever been up? We're actually going up to the Selway here next week.
Nice.
And I've never been up there, been lucky enough to get on a permit, and none of us knew the shuttle service. So there's a few of them. And every time I asked someone, the same name kept coming up. And they said, she's awesome. You got to book through her. She, you know, cleans your car a little bit, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think it's just word of mouth. I mean, I wish there was like a white pages for shuttle services, but there's not.
Wow. Now, are we talking about the Selway in the Bitterroots over near the Idaho-Montana border?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh. I got to ask, is that shuttle driver associated with Three Rivers Resort there at the mouth of the Selway?
I should know this answer, but I don't. I've been a little bit on the, not the planning committee on this trip, but I've had some input, and I apologize. I can't remember. She might be.
That's all right. I can tell you this, though. If you've never been on the Selway before, you're going to enjoy a wonderful experience, some fun white water, and lots of great cutthroat trout fishing. So good for you. Folks, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Tim Romano. He writes for Trout Unlimited. He's also the managing editor of Angling Trade Magazine. Why don't you briefly tell our listeners about this publication?
Yeah, so Angling Trade is the B2B or business publication for the fly fishing industry, and I co-own it with my business partner, Kirk Dieter. And we basically talk to the whole business side of the fishing industry. You know, we're basically talking to retailers, but, you know, it goes to retailers, manufacturers, distributors, travel people, guides, lodge owners, and it's not unlike any other business magazine. People get excited and, hey, you have a fly fishing magazine. I'm like, no, it's more of a business magazine for the fly fishing industry.
I understand. I know I just signed up for the free newsletter, and folks, you can too. Just go to anglingtrade.com and look for more content, not just about having a good shuttle experience, but a whole lot more. When you read content from Trout Unlimited, and the website for that is tu.org/magazine. Tim, thanks so much for sharing this great advice with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand access to the outdoors. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies, no matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Hey, how'd the meeting go with Tommy's school counselor today?
Well, not exactly as planned. I think we need help.
Help? Why do we need help?
Well, I asked her about paying for college, and she said that's not something they do.
Maybe it is time to get some help. Even if Tommy just goes to state college, it's going to cost at least $25,000 a year. We'll have to raid our retirement, pay for Tommy's tuition. There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way. A way where you can pay less for college. Or even receive college tuition free, regardless of your income or your students' grades. A way for you to keep your hard-earned income and savings for your future and spend less on college, while virtually eliminating the need for student loans. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. Tuitionprograms.org. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Shining Care invites you to Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention this Saturday evening at the Sundial Bridge. Your entry fee allows you to walk anytime between 6 and 8:30 p.m. on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. You'll get a free purple t-shirt to wear at the event and a free treasure hunt ticket for a chance to win the treasure chest full of cash and prizes. Join in the Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention with proceeds funding free Shining Care services and programs in our community. For more info and to register, visit shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Do you think you're a good elk caller? Well, if you are, you might be interested in participating in the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's World Elk Calling Championship. It's presented by Sportsman's Warehouse, a sponsor of this show, and it's taking place July 22nd and 23rd in Park City, Utah. With us here to tell you more about it is Mark Holyoke with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Mark, great to have you back on the air.
Thanks, John. Good to be with you.
I understand that in addition to some bragging rights that goes with the title of being the world champion elk caller, there's some pretty serious prize money that's going out this year. Tell our listeners more about that.
Yeah, there really is. $40,000 in cash and prizes. A chunk of that is hunting gear, and so that's always fun. You know, if you just run down our list of sponsors, this will tell you the kind of prizes that are available, okay? So you've got Browning, Everly Stock, Gerber, HHA Sports, Hoyt Archery, Leupold, Montana Decoy, Nosler, Schnees, Swagger, and Traeger. Okay, you might think I'm just throwing up the sponsors just to do it, but think about that. So in the past, those who have won have walked away with a Traeger. You know, they've walked away with a bow. They've walked away with a rifle. You know, decoys, all sorts of just good stuff. So it's great. You do get that prize money. And the prize money itself is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, in the professional division, that's $5,000 cash.
Wow.
And if you go clear down to the peewee division, so we're talking the youngest callers, they get $1,000 in cash, whoever wins, and gear and prizes. And then the top three places get prizes as well. So it's a great opportunity, and the prizes are really cool. But what's really fun is just to sit there and close your eyes, and you think you're, you know, surrounded by all sorts of elk everywhere. You're in the middle of a herd.
I believe it. I absolutely believe that. Let's run through the categories. You mentioned a couple. There's the peewee division for under 10. There's the professional division. What are the other categories in terms of the elk callers and the awards that are going to be given out?
So we have six different divisions. We have the pro division, men's, women's. We have the youth division, which is 11 to 17, and then 10 and under is the peewee division. Then we have the voice division, which is strictly no reeds, nothing. You go up there, and the sound that you make with your own voice, that's it. And, you know, so you can take a, just like in any other division, you can take a tube up there to amplify your voice. But in the voice division, that's just kind of a funky one, because even the professional callers will look at some of those in the voice division and just kind of like, what? So, yeah, it's really fun. It's fun when the young ones are up there. It's fun when they're all up there.
Wow, it sounds that way. Let's talk about who some of the favorites are, and I guess that includes some of the past champions. Corey Jacobson, who has, like, dominated this elk calling championship for several years. On the women's side, you got Marissa. Is it Pagoda or Pagana?
It's Pagano, yeah, Marissa. Yeah, she's the two-time defending champ in the women's category. And the women's category is a little different than the men. You have a professional division and the men's division. The women's category, you can be a professional or you can be an amateur. And some people say, well, that's not really fair. Well, Marissa showed 2 years ago that when you're an amateur, you can knock off some pros, and she knocked off some pros. And so she's really good, really talented. Her husband has been in the calling contest. He's really talented as well. But Corey Jacobson is the big dog. He's from Donnelly, Idaho. He's a 10-time individual winner. Having said that, even though he's won 10 times, and this stretches clear back to the 90s, he's been in dogfights. I mean, last year, I shouldn't say last year, but our last go-around, we had 7 judges. The final score was 4-3, Corey winning by a hair.
Oh, wow.
And even then, it was by a matter of just a couple of points. And so he's taken right to the very end by various challengers. And those challengers, the one who won the men's division, in fact, last year, or in 2019 and in 2018, they both jumped up to the pro division to try to take him down. So he's a good guy, Corey is. I visited with him and his family. He's got other family members involved. And a number of these callers do. It's a family affair. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, we're in this funky, weird, bizarre time right now. We just got the green light just last week from Canyons Village that we're good to go. For people who want to come and watch, there's no restrictions. You can come in and watch and come and go over those 2 days, the 22nd and 23rd. So it's a lot of fun for callers of all ages.
Oh, this sounds like a ton of fun. Last question, who can enter and what's the entry fee?
So the entry fee is, there is no entry fee. And
perfect.
just like public admission is free at the same time. And it's really for anyone who's qualified or anyone who'd like to give it a go, to be honest. So if you've hunted for a while, or even if you haven't, and, you know, you're out in the wild and you call elk and you like to give it a go, then come give it a go. And the way that it works is you will be seated. And so Corey is the defending champ in the professional division, for example, or Marissa in the women's. They will be the top seed, and it's a bracketed head-to-head one-on-one competition. And so you'll be seated, and before you take the stage, we will play videos of actual elk doing their actual calls, and participants will be asked to mimic those calls, whatever it is, you know, if it's a cow call, if it's a bugle, if it's, you know, if it's whatever. So that's kind of it. And I guess just the one other wrinkle we'd throw out there, which is just new for this time around, is once the division, the professional or men's division, I should say, gets whittled down to the round of 8, then it's going to revert to a double elimination competition from that point out. All the other 4 divisions will remain single elimination from start to finish. But either way, it's 2 full days of calling, 1 really full day and then 1 not as long day. But still, it's a lot of fun to come out and witness. And just the other thing, this is just kind of from an observer standpoint, that's kind of fun, is as callers get ready, they want to practice, right? But
right.
We don't allow them to practice inside the facility because that would be distracting, even if they're out in the hallway. So they're outside. So it's fun to see people coming up on vacation, and there's all these elk callers that are outside in the parking lot calling. And the way the hotel's set up, it's kind of like in a big U, and it just echoes down in there. So it's just kind of surreal.
This sounds like a ton of fun. So, folks, whether you want to go up against the best and try your elk calling versus some of the best ones out there, or if you just want to soak it all in and hear some great elk calling, head to Park City, Utah, July 22nd and 23rd for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation World Elk Calling Championship. As you just heard from Mark, sounds like it's going to be all sorts of fun, and you're going to hear some fantastic elk calling, too. Mark, thanks for sharing this with us today.
Hey, you bet. And folks, if you're interested, go to rmef.org and sign up.
So Memorial Day weekend was last weekend, and I know some of you out there were camping with the crowds, whether it be in Forest Service campgrounds, county parks, state parks, wherever it might have been. I bet at least one point you used a knife and maybe a hatchet, and I bet some of you were pretty disappointed at how dull that knife and hatchet was. That's why I hope you had a knife sharpener from WorkSharp. Whether it's the hold in your hand guided feel sharpener that I use all the time, or the pocket knife sharpener that fits right in your pocket, it's exactly what you need to sharpen that knife, sharpen that hatchet in a hurry, and get back into the camping action. And You can use it all summer and all fall, too. You can find these sharpeners and a whole lot more at WorkSharpTools.com and at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you. And now it's once again time for one of my favorite segments of the show.
It's time to talk record fish.
If you want to catch a big bass, you may want to head to Texas or Florida or maybe even Lake El Salto in Mexico. But what about sunfish? There is a destination for big sunfish, and you'll find it at Lake Havasu along the border of Arizona and California. The sunfish get big there. Because of the population of quagga mussels they feed on, they get very hefty indeed. And that's where Havasu News and USA Today reports Thomas Farcioni of Waterford, Wisconsin, caught a new pending world record red ear sunfish on May 4th. Farcioni was drop shotting a night crawler in California Bay at the lake when the fish hit. When he got it in, it measured 17 inches long and had a 20-inch girth. It weighed 6.3 pounds on the certified scale at Bass Tackle Master at Lake Havasu City, and this pending record will beat the last one, which was also caught at Lake Havasu. A 6.3-pound sunfish. That is incredible.
Congratulations on your new record.
As we wrap things up, I want to give you a heads up that next week's show is going to be a mix of something old and something new. That's right, we'll have some fresh content, but we're also going to re-air some of my favorite interviews recorded over the last year. The reason? I'm pressed for time. I'm heading to Fort Worth, Texas and Lake Ray Roberts to cover the Bassmaster Classic, and I can't wait to do so. This really is a Super Bowl of tournament bass fishing. There's a good chance there's going to be like 100,000 people there, and you are invited to attend as well. Doesn't cost a thing to do so. You can find out more at Bassmaster.com. Just go to the Tournaments tab and look for the 2021 Bassmaster Classic for details. We are out of time, but here is hoping you are blessed and that you get to spend some time on the water or in the woods in the days ahead. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
To North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Wherever the art of medicine is loved, there is also a love of humanity. Hippocrates.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Joining us today is Lorraine Woodworth, a nurse. Welcome, Lorraine.
How do you do? Nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
All right. I am a registered nurse, and I started in the 90s in Reading. And for some very odd reason, I've always been fascinated with surgical procedures that alter our functions in some way that have to be adapted, and wounds, and things that a lot of people may not be particularly interested in, but it's always fascinated me. So after I finished my bachelor's degree at Chico State, I went on to get a certification in wounds, ostomies, and continence. So that's my area that I function in, and now I'm a hospice nurse. That's kind of the way I've done. I'm semi-retired, but I still do work.
So in a lot of popular media, there's this certain idea of what a nurse is. You know, people will picture the TV shows. How much of that would you say is true?
Well, nursing is one of those most highly respected professions. statistically, when they do tests or surveys of who you trust, who you don't trust, there are people who will trust their nurse over their doctor. The best nurses, I think, are people who really love the science of it, the interaction with human beings, and the ability to help people. And those that are just punching the clock for a job, well, you know, they're in every line of work, even your doctors and people like that.
So there's this idea that all nurses are kind, gentle, loving, caring kind of characters who are very sensitive souls. Do you find that to be accurate?
Anybody that knows me knows that's not true. I'm sorry. No, not every nurse is. No, not every human being is. It's a tremendous cross-section of humanity is in the nursing profession.
I feel like it would be a lot like police work or firework of sometimes they start out being bright and hopeful, but over time...
K243 CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. At the G7 this weekend, President Biden had a chance to have a side meeting with French President Macron.
We've had a good couple days so far. I've had a chance to spend some time with President Macron, get to know him, and we have some things we've got to talk about a little bit later, but things are going, I think, well.
And Mr. Biden says he's optimistic about the European partnership.
We feel very, very strongly about the cohesion of NATO, and I, for one, think that the European Union is an incredibly strong and vibrant entity.
As of today, unemployed workers in Alaska, Iowa, Missouri, and Mississippi will see their pandemic unemployment benefits shut off 3 months early. The first of 25 Republican-led states to slash the $300 benefit from the feds that would ordinarily expire in September. Now, it's the beginning of an effort to see if turning off federal unemployment benefits early for half the country will prod people off the couch and back to work. 13 people injured in a shooting earlier today in Austin, Texas.
Interim Police Chief Joseph Chacon says two of the injured people were in critical condition, but as of 4 a.m. local time, nobody had died. The gunfire erupted in a busy entertainment district downtown. It's unclear what sparked the shooting. The interim chief says officers responded quickly, some even transporting patients in their police cruisers to local hospitals. Bob Agner reporting.
If all goes according to plan, Israel will swear in a new government tomorrow, putting an end to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's record 12-year rule and a political crisis that led to four elections in less than 2 years. The next government's going to be led by ultranationalist Naftali Bennett, who's vowed to chart a new course aimed at healing the country's divisions and restoring a sense of normalcy. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
In England, it's Happy Birthday, Mum. Fresh from charming the leaders of the Group 7 summit in Cornwall in southwest England, 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth II was back at her residence in Windsor Castle to view a military parade marking her official birthday. The ceremony is a gift from the Household Division of the Army Regiments, which has a close affinity with the monarch. Today's date's also notable on this side of the pond, as on June 12, 1630, Englishman John Winthrop, leading a fleet carrying Puritan refugees, arrived at the Massachusetts Bay Colony, where he eventually became its governor. And other birthdays being celebrated today, sportscaster Marv Albert turns 80, Country singer-musician Junior Brown is 69, actor Timothy Busfield, 64 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The federal government's reached an agreement to restore nearly $1 billion in funding for California's troubled bullet train.
The money for the high-speed rail project, plagued by cost overruns and delays, was revoked by the Trump administration in 2019. Critics have derided the project as a train to nowhere. The rail line connecting Los Angeles and San Francisco was supposed to be running by 2020. Governor Gavin Newsom welcomed the restoration of the federal money, even though just 2 years ago, he announced his intention to abandon plans to build the high-speed rail line, saying it would cost too much and take too long. Patrick Foss reporting.
The teenager who pulled out her cell phone and recorded the police restraint and death of George Floyd has been awarded a special citation by the Pulitzer Prizes. The girl was cited for courageously recording the video, which spurred protests against police brutality around the world. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shining Care invites you to join in the fun and show support for at-risk elders at the Family Health and Safety Fest this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. Visit fun exhibits, enjoy food and great entertainment, win prizes with Resource Bingo and the Treasure Hunt. You won't want to miss the Sundial Bridge being lit up purple for elder abuse awareness. Plus, make a donation and participate in the Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. An inspiring evening of hope and awareness happens this Saturday night at the Sundial Bridge. Info at shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Local store.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. So, if your Chihuahua has you confused, or your Persian cat is acting a bit too pushy, or maybe your Labradoodles have you a bit loony, you know what to do. Stay tuned. If you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your dogs and cats, as I say, almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve your dog or cat's lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those adorable little furry buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. If you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, humping, digging, your cat is scratching, not using a litter box, hates your new boyfriend, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pets or their behavior, great time to give me a call. And if you happen to be a new listener to The Pet Show, welcome. Or a regular listener to The Pet Show, excuse me, everyone that calls into the show today and does get to talk to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous, fabulous gift. It's not for you, though. It's for that beautiful dog or cat you're hanging with right now. Many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your questions, and at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, but you guys know Warren's never going to get through it all, but I'd like to get through a good part of it. So here's what I'd like to talk about, but your questions, your comments are always priority. Many, many calls come into the Pet Show. And my office, from a lot of pet guardians say, Warren, we simply can't afford the cost of typical veterinary care for our pets. Coming up, how to tame your veterinary bills. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And, you know, many dog guardians, in fact, over 82% noticed an increase in their dogs barking, whining, especially when a family member was busy. 41% of dog guardians also noticed that their pets were much more clingy, or as I call them, Velcro dogs, or following them around. Could this be indications that separation is not too far behind? We'll talk about that. And, you know, not many cat guardians want to talk about the fact that their cats are a bit chubby or even obese. Coming up, the health risks for overweight felines. And many of you know that I train many, many dogs to sniff out all different types of drugs and bombs and other incendiary devices. But why? This kind of startles me. Why are so many drug-sniffing dogs actually being fired? Drug-sniffing dogs being fired. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, your dog may be depressed, your dog's chasing anything that moves, hates other dogs and some people, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog believes that anything he comes near, he must hump, give me a call. That's what the show's all about, helping you cope with your pets, more than likely helping your pets cope with you. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. If the phones are busy, keep calling. We will get to you. And here's the question of the day. I'll send you a great gift even if you answer the question of the day. How many of you, my listeners, how many sleep with their pet that takes over the bed and end up sleeping in weird positions in an effort not to disturb their dog or cat? How many sleep with a pet that takes over the bed and end up sleeping in a weird position in an effort to not disturb them? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. You know, let me start out right now. Let me start out with Jan. Let's go to Jan. Hey, Jan, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi,
Jan. How you doing?
I didn't know I was going to be on. Thank you. What? I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm
what
calling
can I do for
because
you?
On your show, you had a lady that called to ask, should she put the chip in her cat?
Yeah, you were listening to my Los Angeles, my California show earlier, and someone called up
exactly.
Whether or not you should chip her cat. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I have both my dogs chipped, but I had my cat chipped, and it was a good thing I did. He was a Turkish fan, very, very, very smart.
How much did he love water?
No, I could bathe him. He was a good boy, but the Turkish man.
Exactly, the Turkish man is a swimming cat and doesn't mind water so much. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, we don't have a pool, so, you know, but I gave him baths. He was beautiful, but I think the one thing, and yes, he was a purebred, and yes, he was very loyal and very smart, and you would like that. You don't know how many tricks I taught him. It was amazing. But when he knew how to get out the door, you know, our back patio door, if you didn't lock it and really close it tightly. And so I noticed he wasn't in the house. Oh, gosh, no. And I went outside right away. Of course, he had left the door open a couple of inches. He didn't close it, and he was nowhere to be found. So he didn't come home. And I put notices up all over our community, and I could do nothing more. 1 month later, I got a telephone call from a lady who was probably a mile away, and she said, do you have a white cat? And I said, I do. do you have my bandit? Because he stole things. And she said, yes. She took him to her vet, and, of course, he was chipped. And this was, mind you, over a month later.
You know, it's a great story, Jan. I've heard stories like this. You say a month later. I've heard stories like this years later, where a dog or a cat may have been missing, and a year or two later, he was found. They scanned it. You know, a lot of people will have their dogs chipped, and they'll say to me, well, you know, dog gets out. It goes inside. It goes outside, but my cat never gets out. As you said, Jan, all it takes is one time. So I'm a firm believer that dogs and cats should, in fact, be microchipped. The only thing that I'm concerned about is when people adopt a dog or cat from a shelter or a rescue, make sure they get the name of the company microchip that they used so you can contact them and make sure it's your information on the contact sheet rather than the shelter or someone else. So it's easy to change. It costs like 10, 15 bucks once you find out what company is actually doing. But I'm so glad. It's such a great story. It just proves to people out there, if you have a dog or a cat and you love them, of course you want to have a microchip. That's the fastest, the safest way to get them back home.
Yes. And I have you lost your dog, and I lost my beautiful little girl. It took me a year and a half before I could even think about another dog. But it had to be a Chihuahua, and it had to be small. And I wanted it the same color as Panda, but it didn't happen. Anyway, I did buy a puppy from a breeder, and she already had them chipped. And so I did what you said. I immediately called and changed it over to me because I'm a firm believer in the chipping. So
Jan,
just wanted to share that.
No, that you did. And, you know, you don't know how many animals you might have just saved out there, but people kind of sitting on the seesaw about whether or not to do it. Anyway, Jan, I got to move on. Let's put Jan on hold. And, Jan, for your cat, you know, I am going to send you – you know what? I'm going to send you some – I don't know what to say. I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your cat, and I really do appreciate that phone call. Chip, dog or cat, doesn't make any difference. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Bruce in Detroit, Ronnie, Mark in upstate New York, Calvin in Iowa. Don't go anywhere. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Yeah, you heard me say it every week. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. I'm introducing now all of you to my new 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements for your dogs and cats. I've now added glucosamine. I've added chondroitin, so your dogs and cats will have the strongest bones, the strongest hips, and the strongest joints. My 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses now has both prebiotics as well as probiotics, so your dog or cat will have an incredible healthy gut and so much better digestion. My brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is now boosted with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and yes, even biotin. I've added omega-3, omega-6 and 9 along with lecithin. Nothing better for your dog or cat's skin and coat than lecithin. Shedding down to a bare minimum. No more dry skin. No more bare spots. No more scratching. No more itching and hairballs. Almost gone. And it's rich in antioxidants at the same time. But listen carefully. There is no wheat. There is no corn. There is no soy. Why? Those are the most common dog and cat allergens. Love your pets? Then show them by giving them my own Hugs and Kisses supplements every day. Now, Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements are available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. They're also available now at Walmart.com. They're available at Wish.com. Or you can go to my website directly, ThePetShow.com, ThePetShow.com. Or if you'd rather make a phone call Julie at my office at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 in the word hugs, H-U-G-S. Look for Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S. Why give your dogs and cats just a treat when you can give them my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 treats to keep them healthy and happy? But you know what? You don't have to tell them. It's good for them. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, figured, small-eyed, running all around.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am. If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead, be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. That's 800-932-2942.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Well, the 200th episode of Tech It Out is coming up in a week, and we've got a huge giveaway to commemorate the occasion, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, so get ready to jot down the info. Since July of 2017, my goal on Tech It Out is to break down geek speak into street speak. So to celebrate the 200th episode of Tech It Out, we're giving away an Asus VivoBook laptop. Style meets substance with these colorful, powerful, and versatile laptops designed for work and play. To be eligible to win, send me an email or message on social media with the phrase Tech It Out, and make sure you're 18 or older and live in the continental USA. We'll randomly draw the name and mention it on the show during the third weekend of June. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or visit me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. Good luck, everyone, and here's to the next 200 episodes of Tech It Out.
Come on, you know you're smiling listening to this. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you're new to the show. Everyone that calls in and gets to speak to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat thanks to my sponsors. Some of the items were $25, $35, $45 and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call if you just want to answer my question about your dogs or cats taking over the bed when you try to sleep. Or if you have a question about their behavior, great time to call me. If you get through to me live, a great gift will be on its way for your pet. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. If you're new to the show, let me just run a quick list of what I'm giving away. My own brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats for dogs and one for cats. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, not another litter on the market that even comes close. Lucy Pet Food, Arthrosuit Gold for hips and joints, those amazing T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, Mushroom Max, copies of my behavior books, either dog or cat, and hemp seed oil. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your question, and at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Let me go to beautiful Detroit, Michigan, and my friend Bruce. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the Pet Show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. I have a 10-year-old dachshund, and I let him out the front door to go to the bathroom on the front lawn, and that's been working out. But for some reason, Dexter doesn't have any teeth. He goes after the next-door neighbor who doesn't realize that he's, you know, doesn't have any teeth and won't hurt him, but he scares him. So I put a little fence in the backyard, and I've been trying to get Dexter to go to the bathroom in the backyard. But for some reason, he doesn't want to go to the bathroom back there. He wants to go to the bathroom in the front yard, which has no fence. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
I certainly do, Bruce. You know, let me just put it this way, and I'm being honest with you. I've been in some of the best hotels in the world. I've been at some of the nicest places in the world, and there's no bathroom like the bathroom at home. And our dogs get comfortable about where they eliminate as well. So here's what I'm going to recommend that you do. Find the area in the backyard where you want your dog to go. I want you to save some of his poop from the front yard. Put it in the backyard where you want it to go, maybe an inch and a half under some dirt and soil. What I want you to do at that point is for like 24 hours, don't give him the opportunity to go into the front yard, take him in the backyard, exercise him, run him around, walk him over to that area. Once he's exercised and he gets the smell of his stuff being there, that may be enough just to get him to go there. There are many, many times, for example, I dealt with a dog not too long ago that would only eliminate on concrete, would not go on grass. There were a lot of psychological reasons for that. We were able to resolve it. But in your case, dogs are creatures of habit. They don't like to put their mess all over the place because they feel, especially, they feel like prey at that point, that any predators can know where they are. So they like to go in that one specific area. After your dog eliminates, does he kick it up with his feet?
Do I do what?
Does the dog kick it up with his feet after he eliminates?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, that means he's also trying to hide away from other dogs because, quite honestly, dogs have scent glands on the bottom of their feet. So what they're actually doing when they do that that duty dance, as we call it, after they eliminate, is they're putting more scent down. My recommendation, backyard, fenced area, before you take him out there, maybe a day or two, put a couple of his poop from the front into that area. Don't give him the opportunity to go anywhere else. Give him exercise. Bring him to that area, and I think you're going to be very successful of teaching him to go into the backyard, Bruce.
Well, thank you. And Dexter sleeps with me, and he is so nice. He sleeps wherever he wants to, and he never seems to bother me.
Listen, I have two dogs. Between the two of them, they may weigh 13 pounds, and I've yet to have both arms and legs on the bed at the same time. You're a lucky man there, Bruce, a lucky man. Anyway, let's put Bruce on hold in Detroit, Michigan. And, Bruce, I am going to send you, you know what? I'm going to send you some hemp seed immune health, okay? Hemp seed oil from my good friends over at NatureVet on its way to you in beautiful Detroit, Michigan. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. So, you guys know, we're going to get to you, Ronnie, Mark, and Calvin. You guys know that one of my specialties for years was teaching dogs to sniff out narcotics, whether it be cocaine, heroin, certain kinds of new narcotics weren't around back then, or marijuana. But now, many, many drug-sniffing police dogs from around Virginia are being forced into early retirement as the state prepares to legalize adult recreational use of marijuana on July 1st. I'll tell you why the dogs are being fired in just a few seconds. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. We've got lots of great stuff to give away. If your dog or cat gets in your way when you're sleeping, give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Me and you and a dog, me and a dog, me and a dog.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Put around from tables to shelves and stuff to avoid them. And I'm wondering, what would you recommend as possibly something that's chemical-free in terms of getting rid of these, or what your advice would be, what the best way to do that is?
Are they indoor cats, Ronnie?
They are indoor cats.
Okay,
yes.
Good. First of all, we want to use everything that's safe for them. That's important. And you live in California, Ronnie, so do I. It's flea season, 365 days a year. And when the world comes to an end, the two things that will survive are cockroaches and fleas. Take it from me. The first thing I want you to do is, I am not a believer in flea collars at all, okay? But what I'd like you to do is go out, buy a flea collar, and I don't want you to put it anywhere near your cats. What I want you to do is cut the flea collar into small pieces, put the flea collar in your vacuum cleaner bag. I want you to start vacuuming your house 1 to 2 times a day, wherever the cats hang out, even where they don't hang out. What often happens when you vacuum up the fleas and the flea eggs, they just reinfest. They come right out of the vacuum cleaner. By putting a flea collar in the vacuum cleaner, they check in, and as they say, they don't check out. So that's number one. Number two, you need to really check your cats every day to see if they are being infested with fleas. One of the best ways to do that is put your cat on a white towel. If you notice black specks on the white towel, what I want you to do is take those black specks, put them on a moist paper towel. If they turn red, that's flea blood. We know we're infested. So very often, I'm assuming they're indoor cats, and that's great. When you have an environment like yours that is so infested, it's going to take several times to get it under control. Now, there are companies in California, I'm sure around the country as well, that do have some non-pesticide ways or pesticide-free ways of dealing with fleas in your home. But I think the best way to do that, number one, is check them every day. And also, you got to make sure they're on a good diet. And here's why, Ronnie. A lot of people don't understand that dogs and cats that have dry skin are much more apt to have fleas attracted to them. Fleas live on blood and nothing but blood. And if the skin is dry, it makes them really easy to burrow in. That's why it's really important to keep the skin really moist on both your dogs and cats. So what I would do at this point, put that vacuum cleaner in your vacuum cleaner bag, vacuum every day, and check out for a pet-safe company in Southern California that can help you out, Ronnie. How's that?
That sounds real good. I've been combing them every day. You know, that helps. And the hugs and kisses help. The fleas still get on them, but they usually die or they jump off.
That's because they're not burrowing in as much because the skin, yeah. Because of the hugs and kisses, the skin's moist. But it's still important to get rid of them. You know, it's more than just a nuisance. Fleas can cause a lot of problems physically for your cat. So it's important to get rid of them. But as I said, there are some companies that use an all-natural approach. I used to make my own flea spray. I'm not going to get into that right now. Maybe in a couple of weeks I will. But if you can find stuff that's totally organic and natural and safe for the pets in conjunction with that vacuum cleaner, you got to treat the environment and the pets at the same time. That's the only way to control it, Ronnie.
Well, would you recommend a commercial product similar to Revolution or Advantage?
The only product, if your vet recommends a product, I'm fine with that, but there are products, if you really research, you will find products that you can use organically that don't have pesticides, that are a whole lot safer to use than some of the other products on the market.
I know I've used Cedarside in the past. That seemed to...
Cedarside's a fine product. There are other great products like Cedarside, but that's if you use that in conjunction with the what I recommend, I think you'll be, and you got the hugs and kisses, you should be right on target, and you should be able to get through this flea season okay.
Okay. Okay, just one more question.
Sure, go ahead.
In regards to getting a product like Revolution or Advantage that usually specifies the size of the animal, and I wonder, does that really make a difference? And, I mean, could I buy a larger amount?
No. Anytime you're buying any medication, you want to stick to what the medication says. Specifically, any type of prescription-type medication like those, you don't want to use more than it's supposed to be used. Follow directions carefully. Don't overuse it. Use the size specifically made for your cats.
So you shouldn't use something in regards to the fleas. You shouldn't use an Advantage that's made for a dog, for example, on a cat.
No, it has to be made for a cat. Cats and dogs are different. It has to be made for a cat. So you might want to check with your vet and find out which ones are best. In the meantime, stick with the hugs and kisses. I think that's going to make a big difference, and also that flea collar. I got to move on, Ronnie, so let's put Ronnie on hold, and let's send Ronnie. He's got the hugs and kisses. He's got everything he's supposed to have. I am going to send you some. You know what, Ronnie? I'm going to send you a T-shirt that says None of My Friends Walk Upright. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Calvin in Iowa. Terry in Hot Spring, Arkansas. Mark in Oswego. Richard in Florida. Don't go anywhere. Got plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Let me take a quick break here. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Oh, before I take a break, I got to tell you why they're giving up all their drug-sniffing dogs. Virginia is following a trend in other states where legalization has led to canines being put out to pasture earlier than planned. Police dogs trained to detect the odor of marijuana will no longer be used to establish probable cause for a search based on the fact that it is now going to be legal. So these poor dogs being trained to sniff out drugs, marijuana specifically, in Virginia and other states will now be on the unemployment line because it will now be legal. 877-725-8255, the phone number. A quick break, then right back at you. Listen, you're listening to The Pet Show. What does that tell me? What does it tell you? It tells me and you how much you love animals and how much you would do to help them. Just imagine being to help over 1,500 animals, all rescued from the forest, the woods, the streets, all across America. For over 40 years, that's exactly what Delta Rescue has been doing with my good friend, Leo Grillo, who I consider a superhero and, by the way, the founder of Delta. And if you can help out there over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future, I suggest you do. I am. That's why my wife and myself have decided, with all the companies I'm in charge in terms of board of directors for this humane, board of directors for that one, of all of them, I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own personal estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will actually make your legacy work for the animals, not tomorrow, but right now. It'll help avoid fundraising costs and actually provide tax benefits for you guys. Like any good parent, my friend Leo needs to make sure that all of these animals that had such a tough start, the ones that he took out of the deserts, the forests, the streets, all across America, never have to worry again. And take it from me, once they get to Delta, they don't. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are incredibly hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and yeah, I'm going to say it, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org, DeltaRescue.org, and read about how these throwaway pets were rescued. Then call them. Write this number down, 661-269-4010, and ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did. Don't wait. They need you today. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or call them directly at 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat. Cool for cats.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product?
Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 touchscreen available on select models.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Day Tripper here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, 877-725-8255. I wonder what John Paul would say if they heard part of my show with the animals singing there. So I don't know. Phone number 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Mark in Oswego, New York. Mark, where Oswego, New York, by the way, where it never gets cold and it never snows. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you, Warren. How are you today?
I could not be better. How can I help you out today?
Yes, I have a dog, and I'd like to know how to put the harness on him. You see, what happens is every time I show him the harness, he runs.
Well, the last time you had the harness on him, what was the result?
He didn't like it.
Yeah. So we have to reestablish it. I'd hate this. I'm not going to make you buy a new harness, but you could. Anyway, what I want you to do is take the harness and just place it in front of his food dish for a couple of minutes before you feed him. So he sees the harness. It's then taken away, and he gets to eat. There's a positive association with the harness. What I'd also like you to do, if you can just kind of put the harness over him without putting it on the regular way, just kind of put it over his shoulders just for a couple of seconds and take it off, give him a treat and a lot of praise. For some reason, it either hurt him, maybe it got caught under his arms, I don't know. But for whatever reason, he has some phobia about the harness, and the harness is definitely the way to go. What type of dog did you say it was, Mark?
He's a border collie.
Okay, so yeah, and they're very, very bright, and they remember everything. So what we want to do right now, you know, it might even be worth it. Was it an expensive harness that you had?
I would say about $40.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't want to make you get rid of it. What you may want to do, though, is let it sit outside so it doesn't have the scent of being on him before. Put it in front of him, as I said, before you feed him. Put it on him for a few seconds before you feed him. Always make it a positive experience. Don't make a big deal over it. And little by little, if he starts to realize that every time the harness goes on, something good's going to happen, you can desensitize him. I have this with dogs and collars all the time, especially dogs that had those prong collars or spike collars and were jerked around. Now they're even afraid of a regular collar, and I switched them over to a harness at that point. So going to the harness is definitely the right idea, but you're going to have to do it gradually. Did anything ever hurt him with the harness that you know of?
No, not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably was just something new to him, and you probably introduced it just a little bit too quick. Very, very bright dogs. So let's reintroduce it a little bit at a time. In a matter of a couple of, you know, probably a week or so, you should be fine. If not, call me back. We'll go a little bit further, Mark.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You have a border collie.
Yes.
So the dog's a little smarter than you, right, Mark?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, well, wait till he has you on a harness, Mark. Then you'll know exactly what I'm. Now they're just great dogs, but sometimes they can be a little sensitive to things like that. So just do it gradually, little by little, build up his confidence. Because you have that type of dog, Mark. You know what? Let's put Mark on hold. Let's send Mark a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. Great dog, by the way, Mark. Great city, Oswego, New York. Give me a call back in a few weeks. Let me know how you're doing with your border collie. The phone number here 877-725-8255. Calvin, Terry, Loretta, Richard, don't go in. I got plenty of time for your calls. We got another hour to go. Right now, though, I want to make sure your dogs and cats are healthy. And what you feed your dogs and cats is really important in terms of keeping them healthy. With all the foods on the market, all the dog foods, all the cat foods, I know it's making you crazy. I've done the work for you. The food I feed my own guys, Molly and Willie, is Lucy Pet. And the reason I feed Lucy Pet Formulas for Life pet food, it's so different. First of all, it has that prebiotic balanced fiber. What does that mean for your dogs and cats? You know, we hear about probiotics all the time, and probiotics are very important. But what if you can make those probiotics even work better? Well, you can by using that prebiotic formula that makes all the difference in the world. In fact, don't take my word. I want you to hear from one of my listeners and what they actually have to say once they started using Lucy Pet Food on their pets.
I have a comment about Lucy, but I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy, but I thought I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing, so my husband said, just order it, and we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better, and so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
And that's what I hear every day from listeners all over the U.S. and Canada. Lucy Pet Formulas, like pet food, the food I feed my own pets, being fed by humane societies, rescues, police departments, even the FBI. It's such an incredible product. But Lucy Pet Food has many different varieties. So what I'd like you to do, if you're looking to get Lucy Pet Food for your pets, the food I feed my own, Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. Lucy Pet Food is also available at Chewy.com. Or go to their website. You can check out all the different varieties, LucyPetFood.com. That's LucyPetFood.com. There's no reason your dogs and cats aren't getting the healthiest food around, and that is Lucy Pet Food, available at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or check out all the different products they have at LucyPetFood.com. You'll be happier, and your dogs will be healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Shining Care invites you to join in the fun and show support for at-risk elders at the Family Health and Safety Fest this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. Visit fun exhibits, enjoy food and great entertainment, win prizes with Resource Bingo and the Treasure Hunt. You won't want to miss the Sundial Bridge being lit up purple for elder abuse awareness. Plus, make a donation and participate in the Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. An inspiring evening of hope and awareness happens this Saturday night at the Sundial Bridge. Info at shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
They certainly did call it puppy love. You know, a lot of people call me and say, Warren, our vet bills are just can't afford them. So I want to give you some ways that you can save money on your vet bills. Then we'll break for the top of the hour, get to all your phone calls. Hang in there. We got plenty of time. Number one, stay on top of wellness. Prevention is the best way to avoid pricey vet visits. So stay up to date on wellness, including vaccinations, deworming, and flea control. Number two, look into lower cost options. You know, your local veterinarian is great, but he isn't the only place to seek out professional care for your dog or cat. You can often find free or low cost clinics offering vaccinations, surgeries, and other routine vet services. For instance, some veterinary schools, if you happen to be lucky enough to live near one, provide free discounted services as well. Purchase your medications online. You can get a prescription from your vet and save a lot of money. You can get it at Costco, Walgreens, any of those places. And also, what you want to make sure is you want to make sure you go for those exams every day. And don't skip on food. That's the most important thing. You know, our pets are no different than us. They are what they eat. There's all kinds of pet food out there. Make sure you're feeding them a high-quality pet food. That'll help keep them healthy and happy and keep money in your pocket. Check out Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.